Sometimes the name we give our pet reveals more about us than the animal. A few examples are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Support our troops and get rid of your old car. Do you have an old car you can't sell and want to get rid of? Why not donate it to support our United States troops? Donate it to Operation Gratitude. You'll receive a great tax write-off, and every car donated helps fund care packages sent to American servicemen and women deployed in hostile and difficult conditions throughout the world. So far, Operation Gratitude has sent over 530,000 packages to date. So donate your car and help show our United States troops that they are valued, appreciated, and respected for the freedom that they provide us. We accept all cars in any condition, running or not, and pickup is free 7 days a week.
888-811-2321. Call today, 888-811-2321. Call Operation Gratitude at 888-811-2321. Support our military troops today. Call 888-811-2321.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, September 30th, the 273rd day of the year. Chewing gum mogul William Wrigley Jr. was born on this day in 1861. Each year, Veterinary Pet Insurance conducts a survey about trends in pet names. This year, they ask about the most unusual names their member vets had encountered. And yes, people have actually given their dogs names like Pickle Von Corndog, Badonkadonk, and Barnaby Bones. Cats have been saddled with monikers like Bing Crosby, Chairman Meow, and Cleocatra. It seems most of us still prefer traditional pet names, though. Max, Buddy, Molly, and Maggie are still among the most popular. That's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.